Please rise as we are able as we join
our hearts and voices in a time of prayer. One prayer concern before we begin is a prayer of thanksgiving. Susan, the daughter of Ruth Daly, we've been praying for her for some time with the diagnosis of leukemia. She has actually had positive results with her treatment, and we're taking her off the prayer list, but we want to share thank you for the prayers, and there has been a turn for the better for Susan's health. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, we pray for all those who struggle with past sins and the guilt and regret that remain from those sins. Open their ears to hear and believe your word, that they are indeed free and forgiven by you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all those who have suffered shame, concealing the evil that has been done to them by others. Encourage them that even if they cannot bring themselves to reveal their pain, you have suffered with them. You have removed their shame. Your light conquers even the deepest darkness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, restore all those who are sick, injured, recovering, or preparing for surgery. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer as we begin. For Susan, we recognize that we have prayed for Susan for quite some time, and we thank you for answering those prayers, keeping her safe, and giving her new life in what she faces. Continue to watch over her health and the connection she has with her doctors. Also for those we named today, for Bev, Mike, John, Aaron and her family, Don, Denise, Jerry, Kathy, John, Nora, Rob, Courtney, Carla, Crystal, Delbert, Janine, Velma, Russ and Kirsten, Austin, Dick and Valerie, Karen, Brian, Betty, Maggie, Audrey, Elaine, Greg, Tina, Don and Claudia, Terry, and Debbie. We ask your healing and patience for these, your servants. Remind them that you have walked the road of pain and suffering and will raise them out of all their suffering when you return. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, bring back those who have wandered from the faith. Remind them of your grace. Help your church to be a place that welcomes others just as you welcome others. Lord, in your mercy. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, all just works, give to us your saints and servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness all of our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.